Myanmar's former leader Aung San Suu Kyi could spend the rest of her life in prison after being sentenced to a further 5 years in jail in a closed-door trial. The Nobel laureate is just one of the thousands charged since the military's junta took power in a coup 14 months ago. The pro-democracy leader was accused of accepting gold bars and cash. Her supporters say the charges against her are absurd. Christopher Lamb is Australia's former ambassador to Myanmar. He's now president of the Australian-Myanmar Institute and he's our guest this morning. Christopher, thank you so much for your time. Aung San Suu Kyi is now 76. She faces further charges. If she's found guilty on all of them, she faces a maximum jail term of 190 years, which is just staggering. Will she ever see freedom again?
Well, I don't think you needed this sentence yesterday to bring that question into play. But good morning, PK, and I'm very glad that you're able to give attention to this awful situation in Myanmar. As for whether Aung San Suu Kyi will see freedom again, that will really depend on whether the regime lasts long enough.
That's an interesting point. The regime. Let's talk about the regime and its strength. Where are we at right now in Myanmar, where is the regime's strength at?
Well, the regime's only strength is the gun, the weaponry that it has. It has no public support at all, and it knows that well. The country is in a state of economic collapse. Lots of the countryside itself is actually in the hands of people who are in different forms of insurrection against the government, against the military, I should say. And it's a very difficult situation to predict. The one thing that's very clear now is that although the regime is still in place, and there are many people, including me, who didn't think it would last as long as this, it has no authority. And when they do things like this with the trial that's just concluded yesterday for Aung San Suu Kyi, they just bring ridicule on themselves across the country. Nobody at all believes what they've done. Nobody.
In this case, Aung San Suu Kyi was accused of accepting an $800,000 bribe. Have we seen any real evidence put forward to back that allegation?
The allegation was made by the prosecutors, the military's prosecutors, on the back of statements made to them by the discredited former chief minister of Yangon. Yangon has a state-like entity, rather like the Australian Capital Territory. The chief minister of this was the person who brought this forward, to a lot of people's surprise. People thought that he would be loyal to her, but he must have been pressured himself. He has himself got some history in terms of strange economic activity, so it can't be entirely surprising that he would do such a thing. But that's the only evidence that people have seen, and that was only in news reports. The trial itself was closed. Nobody saw what was said in the trial, and his lawyers, or her lawyers, were placed under an order not to talk about it or risk prosecution themselves.
Well, journalists have been barred from the court hearings, so we don't really know very much about the trial. How would you describe the legal proceedings?
Well, as they were closed, it's very difficult to give any description to them. Think about a closed trial. They're not uncommon, I suppose, around the world, and they happen in other countries too. But in Myanmar, the military have made it the daily rule of the daily play rule. You don't have anything in public. It's all closed, and there is a penalty for disclosing anything that happens within it, including for her lawyers. So nobody knows what happened in the courtroom, but nobody really thinks it's very material. The prosecutions were launched by the military. The intention was to convict her and to sentence her for a term that suits the military, whatever that is. It's got nothing to do with the law. And they talk about having an independent judiciary. It's not even clear who the judges are.
How significant a political threat would Aung San Suu Kyi pose to the military junta if freed from prison?
I think everybody knows, including the people in power, in the military power, that she is by far the most popular person in the country. And if there were a free election, and the military have promised elections by the end of next year, if there were free elections then and she were able to take part in it, she would wipe the floor with them.
Looking at other prisoners, Australian Professor Sean Turnell was detained by the military after the coup. Does the sentencing of Aung San Suu Kyi tell us anything about where his case might be going?
In a way it does. It's not a very good way. A lot of us have thought, me included this time, that Sean is there in order to extract, if not support, extract non-opposition from others about what might happen to Aung San Suu Kyi. The Australian government has been working tirelessly, I have to say, and the embassy certainly tirelessly to try and get Sean released, but it hasn't produced anything, and I don't think it will produce anything until the military have decided that he's no longer useful to them. They must know by now that he doesn't have any kind of inside information about the economy or finances that would help give her an even longer sentence. He doesn't have that information. He's not going to turn on her. Why would he? And anyway, he's got nowhere to go with turning. So he's only now somebody who represents either an embarrassment or some kind of lever for them. The Australian government and as I say, the embassy and a lot of organisations in Australia and elsewhere have been working for Sean's release, and it falls on deaf ears all the time. But every opportunity needs to be taken to try to get Sean out. But what Sean also displays is the really reckless willingness of this military administration to embark on a course which they don't even understand themselves. They don't know what damage it does to them internationally and in a neighbour and friend like Australia to have Sean locked up this way. Makes no sense.
Christopher Lamb, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Christopher Lamb is Australia's former ambassador to Myanmar. He's now the president of the Australia-Myanmar Institute and is an honorary associate professor at the University of Melbourne.